place in school where kids play basketball?
The gymnasium.
And where do they call the place where the toilets are in the schools?
Bathroom.
Now,
our lounge. They do have them in some of them. Larger schools.
Now, this is going to be names for various religious and ethnic groups. And a lot of these you won't have ever had in Little Rock.
Did we go through all these? You asked me someone's, what their wives was made, name or mother. Is that?
Oh, no, this is something else. Do you know any other names for Roman Catholics other than Roman Catholics?
No.
Have any other names for Jews?
No.
How about Protestants of... Well, how about the group of Protestants that shout and everything? Do you know any name?
Well, those are sanctified.
Sanctified, right. Okay. Now, this is going to be different groups and probably you won't have heard. Any other name for Germans?
Nothing but German.
Okay, Italians.
Just
Poles,
Italian. No, I never heard Poles.
Russians. Chinese. Any other name for Chinese?
Seem like they call them. Yes, I did, but it was a little ugly name, and I don't know why. I don't try to pick up ugly things out.
Well, of course you don't. I know you wouldn't, goodness. How about Japanese or anything like that? How about Czechs, Lithuanians, Englishmen? Any other
Englishmen? No, that's English and Irish.
Scots, French, Cajuns, Greeks, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans? You know any other name for Mexicans you might have
heard? No.
Scandinavians, Canadians. How about Democrats? Any other names for Democrats?
No, nothing for else for the Democrats and Republicans.
Okay. Any name for somebody other than best friend? Any other name for your best friend? You'd say she's my best friend or she's my...
Good friend.
Good friend. Okay. Now, if you were talking about the group of kids that you usually ran around with, you'd say that was your
group.
Okay. Do you know of a thing like maybe when you were a teenager? Well, I don't know. Kind of thing where people would kind of exchange ritual insults, complain the
dozen.
Complain the dozen.
Something I never. Yes. No. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. Mary picked up the phone. This one, Mama. It's your aunt.
Oh, it's my aunt. She really does every time they see. She's 5 feet. She's sweet. She's
wonderful.
I would love to.
I really would.
I'd love to get together sometime.
I love it.
I'd like for you to come over.
I would just enjoy it.
She has a really interesting house.
Oh, how
and you
sweet.
Would really enjoy
oh,
it.
I sure would.
Because you like nice things.
I certainly would enjoy it.
And you would enjoy it. We'll have to do that. We'll plan.
Okay.
When a new child moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, did they ever have to go through any kind of initiation or anything like that?
Well, most of the kids wanted to get to know them.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't have to prove themselves or anything. They didn't even have a situation like that. Okay. Now, this is back to the regular. Now, that's the city question. This is back to the regular question. If you met somebody, say, at 11 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
We'll say good morning.
Okay. And now, the part of the day that comes right after noontime, you'd call that?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then later on?
Evening.
Okay. When does evening start to you?
Oh, I would say around 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yes.
That's funny. It's the same thing I think of it, is 6 o'clock.
Yes.
That's one of the big differences between the old people and the younger people. I think, you know, the older people, like 2 o'clock is evening to them, you know, that's kind of... Okay, then after evening, you'd call it.
Right.
Okay.